Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, everyone. This is Clementine and Lavinia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Australian Border Force has today said it has destroyed 5 illegal fishing vessels in the north of Queensland in the last month, following a crackdown. The ABF has begun an operation in February to curb the amount of illegal fishing vessels entering into waterways in North Queensland, following news last month that 2 ships had been seen in the Cape York Peninsula. The Border Force has also said it will continue enforcement along the Torres Strait, as 153 Indonesian fishers have been prosecuted in the Darwin local court since July last year. Meanwhile, the Queensland government will make the final decision on a controversial planned quarry in a Gold Coast suburb, following months of community opposition. State Planning Minister and Deputy Premier has announced his government will be taking over the decision, making a call on whether to approve or knock back the plan. The quarry, which had been proposed to the council last year by building material giant Boral, received strong opposition from the community as well as state MPs from nearby electorates. Today, the state government intervened, announcing it would consider exercising special decision-making powers before the city council could debate the development application. In national news, the Reserve Bank of Australia is set to scrap surcharges on payments made with debit and credit cards, as well as on card networks including Visa, MasterCard and FPOS. The decision is expected to save consumers nearly $2 billion, with small businesses expected to save $200 million. This decision means that a listed price is what a consumer will end up paying at the counter. The RBA will also publish merchant fees publicly, so businesses will be able to see what level of fees they are paying.
Otherwise, a recent 2026 Australian Human Rights Commission report, Equal Identities, highlights widespread discrimination against trans and gender diverse Australians in workplaces, schools and healthcare. The report demands an end to the dehumanising politicisation of trans lives and urges better legal protections, including strengthening laws to prevent discrimination and hate speech based on gender identity. The report is backed by health professionals, including Sex Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Anna Cody. In international news, electric vehicles are actively decreasing global oil demand. In 2025, EVs displaced over 2.3 million barrels of oil per day, a number which is projected to exceed 5 million barrels per day by 2030. This reduction comes mainly from fewer gasoline and diesel cars on the road, as EV adoption continues to accelerate across major markets like China, Europe, and the US. The impact is expected to grow rapidly as more countries push for electrification and expand charging infrastructures. Now for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.